So what about salvation? So what do we believe about eternal security? 1 John 5:10. You turn over there with me, please. 1 John 5:10. I'm going to try to get through some of these points a little faster. If I have to just break it up into a second sermon, I'll do that. I don't want to keep you all night here. I'm sure you don't want to be kept all night either. So, but 1 John 5:10 says, "He that believeth on the Son of God hath the witness in himself. He that believeth not God hath made him a liar, because he believeth not the record that God gave of his Son. And this is the record that God hath given to us, eternal life, and this life is in his Son. He that hath the Son hath life. He that hath not the Son of God hath not life." So what do we believe? First of all, you have to believe in eternal security or you're not saved. It's that simple. I read this scripture to Hogbearer, a Seminole Indian that I met today that was a shaman that supposedly believed in Jesus. He I don't know what he was, man. I honestly don't know. His name was Hogbearer, though. So I showed this to Hogbearer, and Hogbearer didn't believe it. He didn't believe in eternal security. And I had to tell him, I said, "Hogbearer, you're not saved." I didn't say you're not saved. I just said, if you don't believe this, you're calling God a liar. And I basically told him, you're not saved. And he was just like, okay, well, I tried to share it with him, and he didn't want to hear no more. Apparently, Hogbearer was good to go because he was a shaman.